So the Gemara, Daf Nun Vav, Omer Aleph, towards the bottom, the Gemara said, Reb Yehuda said, that Avara de Braisa, you have to read that it can't be that we were Betzorin Chachomim. But he amends it and he changes, and he says that everything was Eilu ve'Eilu Shaloi Betzorin Chachomim. Ashloi Shamichu, v'Ashloi Shaloi Michu. Now, what were the ones that Loi Michu? The Braisa says around 7 lines before the bottom of Nun Vav, Omer Aleph, Makivin Kolim, Kolayoim, they were not Moicha, Vashloi Bitsoim, they were not Moicha, Koichen es Shema, they were not Moicha, the Koitzin Vagoichin. I'm just going back a few lines before we're up to 3 lines before the bottom, just going back this last Gemara. So Rabbi Yehuda said that the Braisa you have to amend 7 lines before the bottom, that it's not Shloisha Bitsoim, Shloisha Shloi Bitsoim, like Rameya said, but rather all 6 were Shloi Bitsoim, just 3 Michu, 3 Loi Michu. What are the 3 that were Loi Michu? Makivin Kolim, that's 1. Korchin Shema is 2, and Koitzin V'Goychin, which seems like 4. The Gemara is going to ask it on Amud Beis. But it seems like this is the 3rd, Koitzin V'Goychin. Now Rashi in the Mishnah said already, Koitzin Yina Goyres, because it's not a Mokim that of Havoas HaOymer, because it's an Emek, it's a valley. Zok the Gemara, Rashi continues, V'Ela Shemichu, what were the ones you were Moicha? Matirin Gomze Shel Hektesh, Shel Chuv, Shel Shikma, Uparts in principle, Ganesen, Parasen, Lachem, Neshel, Anim, B'Shabas, V'Yom Tovim, B'Shtei B'Tzergers, and they took it, the Neshorim that fell, and on Shabbos, and nois and pele yerek umich biyodim because of shash of tevel. This is what we got up to. Frag the Gemara, v'sover Reb Yehuda k'tzira shaloi b'tzen chachomim. K'tzira shaloi b'tzen chachomim. Meaning they opened the gates for the aniyim to come in and take it. Now, zog the Gemara, 3 lines before the bottom.
But for them themselves, they didn't take it.
No, it's aniyim. The Gemara is going to discuss exactly muks and omid beis. We'll see in a second. Frag the Gemara, 3 lines before the bottom. V'sover Reb Yehuda k'tzira shaloi b'tzen chachomim. You're telling me it says the 3 that were shaloi b'tzen chachomim, everything was shaloi b'tzen chachomim. 3 that were loy michu, shaloi b'tzen chachomim, was koitzim v'goitzin. That was the 3rd. Frag the Gemara, k'tzira is shaloi b'tzen chachomim. What's wrong with k'tzira? V'ot nan an shiricha koitzin lefnei ha'oimah b'rotzen chachomim. Black and white is b'rotzen chachomim. And like Rashi in the Mishnah said, because it's not something that mokim shemibim benu ha'oimah. The piling up, that's Shaloi B'Tzen Chachomim. And Rashi explains, the Ktsira, the reason why the word Makpid, is because there is no Shash. Zog Rashi, Ktsira F'Nei Oim B'Tzen Chachomim, K'loim Ha'loik B'Tzen Chachomim, the Issur D'Raisa Leika. There's no Issur D'Raisa over here. The Mokom Shiata Megadlu. It's not a Mokom of maybe. V'Issur D'Rabonu Nami Leisa, Dilma Osir L'Mecha, maybe make an Issur D'Rabonu, you might come to eat before Akrova. Lo Gozru D'Chodesh Mivdil B'Dil Minei, Kula Shaita Shene Noik Oitze El something that you're careful the whole year. Chometz, you're not careful the whole year. So there's no b'dila. Masheng is something that you don't touch the whole year, half of the year. So there's no chash you're going to take it. So no isid rabbanon either. V'goyche shalei b'tzen chachomim. What is that? K'kevin de la p'seiduhu. Since it's not a hefzid. K'tzir is a hefzid if you're not going to do it. Masheng g'dish is not a hefzid. De la p'seiduhu goz rabbanon shiamtinu wait. B'shum shemitech shum is asik boy. Also lemechem. If you're going to pile up, you might come to eat it. So g'dish is taka shalei b'tzen chachomim. But the point is, how do you say k'tzir is shalei b'tzen chachomim? And to the Gemara, v'goyche b'nei oyem is shalei b'tzen chachomim v'lemicha b'yodom. And to the Gemara, who's the one that says that the difference is Michu and Loi Michu? Not Bitzoin or Shaloi Bitzoin. That was a mayor. Who's the one that says the difference is Michu and Loi Michu? Reb Yehuda. V'katoni Koitzin Bitzoin Chachomim. And it says clearly Koitzin Bitzoin Chachomim. So Tshver and Reb Yehuda that said that Koitzin is Shaloi Bitzoin. And to the Gemara v'letameich, how we started off, Hani Arbohav. It doesn't make sense. The whole braisa is 4. You started up saying 3 are shaloi b'tzen chachomim and v'loi michu, and 3 were michu. It's not 3; it's 4. V'letamech hani arbeninu. If koitzin and goitzin is enumerated separately, ela sami kan k'tzira, take out k'tzira. Once you take out k'tzira, you can't ask any kashas. You found a braisa that Reb Yehuda says that koitzin and b'tzoin, take out k'tzira from the first braisa, and that's Rashi in the Mishnah. He right away says sami kan. Continues the Gemara, 3 lines from the top by the 2 dots. Daf Nun Vav Amud Beis. Umatirin gomzioi shal hektesh shal chuv shal shikma. They were matir gomzioys, the branches that grew from the gidulim of hektesh, that the barks itself, the forefathers, Avisayim, were makdish. Zog di Gemara Omru, they said, Avisayim ula higdish vela koyroys, they only were makdish the koyroys itself. V'onu nati gomzioys shal hektesh shal chuv shal shikma. Now, why did Avisayim u makdish? The Tosefta explains the reason why they were makdish is because there were gazlonim. Since there were gazlonim that were trying to take away their trees. So from the Gazlonim, Bal Yisroya, they were makdish it, and state though that Bal Yisroya, Gazlonim, are scared of Issa Hekdish, but not scared of Issa Gezel. And that was Vesayim said, it's kedai for us to use this only for Hekdish, at least the Bal Yisroya will not touch it. So what did they feel? The descendants felt, the Bnei Richoi, we're talking about gidulim that grow after the hekdesh. There's a machlekes tanoim in meila. Daf yud gimel. Do you say yesh meila begidulin or ein meila begidulin? Rabbonin savi ne'ed meila leiko isuva meiko. The machlekes rabbonin and bnei Yericha roz. Bnei Yericha held like the tanin meila that ein meila begidulin, and rabbonin hold you're right. There's no meila begidulin, but in issa there is. Now, what the Yisoyed HaMachleik is the Lomdash HaMachleik is in Me'ila between the two Shittas over there, the two Tanoim. Meaning, the Tanakam over there holds that something that you were Makdish is Shaykh Me'ila. You were Makdish it, so then there's Me'ila on that. Something that is a Gidul, you weren't Makdish the Gidul, so that's not Shaykh Me'ila. So that's the word in Gidul HaHekdash, meaning, how do you look at Gidule Hekdish? By Hedyet, right, the moment that comes out of me is mine. I'm the Bailim. If I own something, something that grows from it is my Momen. Mash'enkein, Momen Hekdish, we don't look at it as Momen Hekdish. The growth of Hekdish is not Momen Hekdish, it's Hefker. Hekdish is Hekdish. The Momen Hekdish is the Mandomen that holds. Ein Me'ila B'Gidulin holds, it's not Momen Hekdish B'Chlal. By Momen Hedyet, Gidule Hedyet are Hedyet. It belongs to me, it doesn't belong, it's not Hefker. That's the mandomah that says emi lebigidulim. The other mandomah holds that no, gidule hekdesh are like gidule hedyet, and it belongs to hekdesh. The question of meila, maybe meila not, because you weren't makdesh bepeh, but akaporim isur meiko. That's gufa de machloikis. How do you look at gidule hekdesh? Do you look at emi lebigidulim, meaning it's mamas like hefker? There was no hakdosh bepeh, and it's not like moment hedyet, which is automatically the moment of the hedyet. The other man no holds, Rabban and Savri, you're right, there's no Me'ila because no Hakdosh is pair, but Akoporim, there is an Issa. There are other Rishonim in Bava Basra that learn that Avaret Mom and Hekdish. Just, Legabe, the Din Me'ila, do you need a Hakdosh is pair or not? That's Gufa de Machlokes. B'chonim wants to say that Gufa de Machlokes is if Me'ila needs a Kedush is pair or not. The question is how to learn these two Tanoim. There's a few ways how to learn it. One man Dome says, Ey Me'ila Begidulin. And other man says isurim yeika. What's the lomdus? So Bechana wants to say in Kavichurim that the yisoid gufa is does meila need a kedusha spare? The man omer it says ein meila it needs a kedusha spare. There was no hakdasha. There was no hakdasha on this growth. The growth came afterwards. That's gufa the yisoid machlekes. But kaparim daos the machlekes rabbonin and anshi yericha. Zok the gemara uparts in pirtzos. They made holes in their fences. So that Aniyim can take the Peres HaNoishim on Shabbos. Zog the Gemara, Oma Ula, Om Reb Shimon Lokish, Machloikas, this Machloikas, of Rabbonon and Anshi Yerichoi, is Bishel Mechabdois. Mechabdois, Zog Drashi, Kapois Tmorimein, Beroish HaDekel, it's the upper leaves on the Dekel, Ukfufoi Zuezu, Zuezu, Zu. They're like Kfufos, they're bent, like a Kli. And that's where the Tmorim fell in. Ukshatmorim Noishim, the Mekablos Oison. Now, since they are in a higher part of the tree, they're in the branches, in the leaves that are bent like a kli. The problem is, it's sitting in the Mechabdois, which is off the ground. You got to climb the tree. So that's the problem that you might come to be toilish another date that is connected to the tree. The Gemara is going to ask soon about Buksa, but that is the Machloikas. Rabbonin holds. According to Tosis, it fell Erev. According to Rashi, it didn't. We'll discuss Mukts in a second. According to Rashi right now, it fell on Shabbos. The problem is, if you're going to go fetch them on Shabbos, you'll climb the tree and you might come to take another one. That's another Kasha Tosis asks. You must tamish be Elon. We'll see in a second. So let's see the Gemara one step at a time. Zog the Gemara. Oma ulam Reb Shimon Lokish machlokes b'shem mechabdes the machlokes rabbanon in Yerichoi is the mechabdes part. The rabbanon savi gazin l'shem yalav yitloish. Since you're up there, you might come to be toilish other ones. V'anshichich savi l'gazin l'shem yalav yitloish. Avol b'shel ben akipin. However, those that ben akipin zok drashi lamato, those that are the lower leaves, those that are the tachtoinus. Over there, there's no chash that you're gonna go
pull off other fruits because they're not in the area of the mechubaras. The mechubaras are only in the higher part of the tree, not in the lower part. So since ben akipin, they fell ben akipin. There is no chash, divri hakol mutter. According to everyone, it's mutter. So according to Rashi, he learns very simple. Where are these fruits located? Even if they fell on Shabbos. We'll discuss Neulin in a second. Is there a chash that you come to pick other ones and pluck them because you're up there by the mechabdois? Or there's no chash? By the keeping the kuliyam it's mutter. By the mechabdois, the machlokes rabbanon and bnei yerichai. Avdem frek de gemara, omalei rove, vo muktzeis ninu. Meaning, zogt Rashi, sheme erev Shabbos ben ha-shmosh soim mechubores. Rashi learns that it fell on Shabbos, so it's muktze. Venim zu muktze, machmes isat lisha, um muktze ben ha-shmosh, it's muktze l'chol yoyim, it's muktze. What does it make a difference if it's a chashash going to be toilish or not toilish? It's bad to muktze, muktze ben ha-shmosh. V'chitei mahoi v'chazi l'arvin. No. Someone who is Magal Arvin, a rich person, Zok Rashi, she yesh hakdelus b'tech beis l'gdula, so muta lahamidom alein l'oichlon. I'm a chuyif to feed my Arvin, my ravens. I can take my ravens and feed them and place them by the mechubogim, and they can pluck it. Because I'm a chuyif to feed them. They're allowed to do it. They're allowed to take it if you're Magal Arvin. So meila, it's considered muchon lebeheima, have a muchon le'odom, so it's not a problem with muktzah. It's a machlokes. If this din that it has to be dafka if you own the arvin or it's for kol yisrael because kol yisrael b'nei melochim, that's all machlokes in Shabbos. But the point is, at least for the people that own arvin, it's not muktzah. Zok de gemara v'muktzah dinu v'chitem. You're going to tell me hoyel chazal arvin hashe muchon le'odom. So gemara, you can't say that. Why hashe muchon le'odom lava muchon le'klovim? Something that's muchon le'odom is not muchon le'klovim. If it's something that's not an avela for klovim, so it's not going to become edible for klovim if it's nisnabla on Shabbos. Zok de gemara, the Tanan, we have a Mishnah that says, Rabbi Yehuda Oimel, im loy hoysen avela me'av Shabbos. If something was not an avela me'av Shabbos, meaning it was a live animal, it's not edible for animals to feed other animals, asura, even if it's nisnabla on Shabbos. Why? Lifisha eina min amuchon. Is that min amuchon? So it's muchon la'odom. Why is it muchon la'odom? Because the person can shecht it. What do you mean on Shabbos you can't shecht? So at least on Yontav you can shecht. That's Tosis Kasha. Lamais you can't shecht on Shabbos either. So Tosis gives a different teretz. Tosis the Mamasa the Tanan. Veri Mefarish, the second wide line, it's Mucha La'odom because it's Oymeres La'achilas Odom, Afgav Den Roy La'odom La'oysa Shabbos, Hane Machmas Iser, V'loy Machmas Haktzo. Tosis saying a Lomda Shavot. The fact that it's Ayah the Reveal ladies in Issa Shabbos, that doesn't make it Mucha La'odom. Be'etzem it's Roy La'odom. Just to happen to can't shecht on Shabbos. Others who say that it's a mice on Yontav, it's Roy, so it's not Akzo. It's missing a nevela. Shame nevela is not just a zaitka aider vile. It's a live animal. Mashekin a mice, a shchit is an aider vile. I take a knife and a shecht. Just Issa Shabbos can't. But it's not Machmas Dakzo. Mashekin is nablo on Shabbos, it's Machmas Dakzo. This is Michalik and Lomdus between Ein Roila Odom and Ein Roila Behema, even though it's missing the shchita. But the point is, so Rabbi Yehuda says, "Im loyis nevela me'av Shabbos asur l'fishen min amuchon." So we see clearly that muchon la'odom la'av a muchon la'klovim. So muchon la'arvim av muchon la'odom. So the fact that you can take your arvin if you got la'arvin and feed the te'enim that a mechuber, that's not going to make it muchon la'odom. So back to the kasha, it's the choritz muktzah. And the Gemara answers, "Omalei in muchon la'odom av muchon la'klovim." You're right. Something that's muchon la'odom, it's out of mind, out of sight to feed the animals because it's muchon la'odom. It's I'm not going to cut it for the animals. It's roy for me. It's roy for my animals. So it's roy for me also. There's a difference between muchal adam, lav muchal klovim, muchal arvim, have a muchal adam. That's the most terrible.
What do you mean? Who cares?
No, the Gemara the Kasha. Don't tell me that it's not muktzah because it's goyle arvim. I muchal adam lava muchal klovim. Because muchal adam is taka out of mind, out of sight for the klovim. So may let's taka muktzah for the neveli. In loy in nisnabla me'av Shabbos, you're not allowed to feed the klovim if it's nisnabla b'Shabbos. Because muchal adam taka lava muchal klovim. But muchal klovim is yes muchal adam. So you're answering the Kasha of muktzah ninu? No, it's muchal arvim. The Tanan, we learned that something that's in Snabla on Shabbos, you're not allowed to feed the animals. Muchal la'odom, lav muchal la'klovim. Mashenke muchal la'klovim, istaka muchal la'odom. So it's goy la'arvim, so it's not called muktzah. So that's how Rashi learns the sugya. Very clear. We're talking about that it fell on Shabbos. And the problem is that the mechabdois and the kifin, you'll be mechalik between climbing the tree or not climbing the tree. which part of the tree. If it's in the higher part, there's a problem because you might come to pluck the other fruits. If it's on the lower part, there's no chash. Fet tois the kasha, tois on the top. So that's question number one. Question number two. Uvein akifin, we said there's no machlokes. Amai di va'akomuta, hoka mishtamish be'ilon. Now, really, you can answer on this if you're not menane, if you don't shake the tree, you're allowed to touch a tree. Muksa is only moving the tree. But maybe you don't move it. If you don't move it, there's no problem. So, the Tosis really says, lemaisa yimishtamish be'ilon, which pashas means you're going to move it. So, and you're not allowed to climb because it might come to be koitz a branch, and chanami. But the point is, Tosis kash is, tepeglei, deyimishtamish be'mechuba. Now, Tosis wants to say, Ben Akipin, don't say a few lines lower, Velech Lugme, Pochs me Gimel, Tvachim. Because you're allowed to be Mishtamish, because there should have been Mechal, but you're Pochs me Gimel, not. Zog Tosis, Venirali, in the middle of the Tosis. The Shamaita, Ayri, Betlushim, Erev Yontav, he argues on Rashi. We're not talking about that it fell on Shabbos itself. But then you have this problem. The Teretz is, we're talking about that it fell before Yontav. So it's Bechal no problem of Mukta, of Neulat. So what's the problem? It depends where it fell. B'mechabdus of a kippin, it fell on Erev Shabbos, on Erev Yont, on before that, where did it fall? B'mechabdus of a kippin. So it depends where it was ben Ashmoshes. Meaning, b'mechabdus, the Rabbanon Asri, even if it fell on Yontef to the ground, but since ben Ashmoshes, it was in an area that it was mechabdus, over there are other fruits that are connected, where goes the Shamayalavi Yitloish. Because since ben Ashmoshes, it was on the Elon, even if it was already disconnected, but it was on the area on the Elon b'mechabdos, so he might come to connect, to disconnect. And Bnei Yericho held, no, we're not goyzer once it's tolish me'er of Yontif, because you're not goyzer once it's already removed. You're not goyzer. Masha'enkein ben Akifin, since over there aren't any mechuborim, there's no gzeirish ha'mayalav yitlois from a place that was loin noshu. That's how Tosis learns the sugya. Just the only question he asks, that if now on Yontif it fell on the ground, you can be differentiate between those that fell today and those that fell yesterday, or those that fell from Kippin and those from Mechabdois. That means Erev Yontif it fell, Ben Akippin, Ben Mechabdois. And on Yontif it's on the ground. And now you can differentiate between which ones, where it fell from. So that's a Chorosh Tikkul Shver. Now, then Tosis, the Gemara is a Kasha, according to Tosis, V'amukzas Ninu. Meaning, since Ben Ashmoshes, even if it was disconnected, it was on the tree, in an area where we're goyzer that you might come to pluck other trees. So it's hooked to Ben Ashmoshes. Oh, Zokti B'Kivega, based on the Tosis and Beya. We don't say Migudis Katsoi on an Issa de Rabbonon that is not here anymore. Meaning, Bishleim by an Issa de Rabbonon, money on your bed. So Migudis Katsoi Ben Ashmoshes. It's an Issa de Rabbonon. But an Issa de Rabbonon that's removed, if today it's not there anymore, you're not going to say Migudis Katsoi if it stays on the ground. That Tosis and Beya Beji says that. So he says Tosis of Issa is not like that. This, it seems like a steer in Tosin. Migudis Katsoi by an Issa de Rabbonon that is not anymore around. Because true Ben Ashmoshes, it was on the tree in an area that you might pluck. But since it was disconnected then, but now it's on the floor, it's not around anymore, so it doesn't pass Iskatsoi. But if Kibega says that Tosis and Beya says that in Migudis Katsoi, you don't see on an Issa de Rabbonon that's not around anymore. And since today it's on the floor, you don't say Migudis Katsoi Ben Ashmoshes on something that was a Rabbonon.
The Lashon of Tosis is Uporich. V'amukzeninu came in the hoy ben Ashmoshes ala ilon v'lo yeruizli notosh lo yishtamash b'ilon, so mele it should be considered mukzit today as iskatzoy ben Ashmoshes. Zogti b'kivege, that's not like Tosis and Beya, daf lamed aleph amud beis.
Zogti mo vayte ki osa ravin. Omer Rabbi Shimon lokesh machlokes b'shal ben akipin. Now he wants to say the machlokes is ben akipin in the lower part. The rabbonot zavi muchel orvin lave muchel odom. Muchel orvin is not muchel odom. V'an shiricha savri muchel orvin av muchel odom. The machlok is goof is, do you say muchel la orvin and muchel la odom or not? Is it muktzah or not? Alba shal mechabdus, they vahakal osa gazinish meyalav yitloish. In the higher part, there's taka gzeira that you might come to be plucked. And that's goof. The machlok is on the lower part, but in the higher part, everyone agrees that it's osa. Zog di gemorav enoisim peyle yerek. The next thing we did is they gave peyle yerek. Now yerek is potter from peyle. Mid the rice, it's only dog and tirsh v'yitzar. Mid rabbonon, they said maybe other fruits, but these were excluded. What was excluded? Zok de Gemara. So the problem is if it's excluded, then the aniyim are eating things that are tevel. Vrek de Gemara, how did Anshi Richo give peya? V'lesil Anshi Richo renan klalom rube peya kol shu oichel. It has to be edible. V'nishmar. La fuke hefka. Bigidulim in the Oret. Vilikitos ka'achas. Lafuki thinks that have different times they malakated, like tomorrow. Umachnis lekiyum. Machnis lekiyum means that it remains chai bepeya, which is a fruit. Kol shu oichel. What does that mean come to exclude? Prat the sviche stis v'kutza, which are svichim of stis, which are used for dyes. Those are not edibles. V'nishmar, prat lehefker. V'nishmar means lafuki hefker. Hefker is not chayv and peyah. V'gidulim in ha'oretz, prat lekmein v'pitriyos. Koitze, lesviche stis v'koitze. Stis v'kutza are different types of growth, vegetations that grow, that are not edibles. Yeah, it's a type of thing. Vaishra, the grass. No. Now, al kaponim, nishma is prat lehefker. Hefker is not chayv and peyah. Gidulim in the oretz, prat lekmeim and pitrius. Mushrooms don't grow from the ground, they grow from the air. Vilikitosa ka'achas, prat leteinim, because there are different times that they collect it, so it's a tircha for, it's a bigger tircha for aniyim to go collect it. It's their money, is time also, it's valuable. So you're going to have them collecting different times, so they pot the taka from peyah, from what's it called, from peyah. Machnisalakim means it remains a long time. Yerek, before refrigeration. Vegetables, they shrivel right away. Salad, after a few days, it shrivels. Fruits remain much longer. So in Mela, there's no chiyapeya, it has to be machnisalakim. So Al Kaponim, what's Pshat in Anshi Yerichoi? Why did they take off pay from your workers? Prat li Yerek. And to the Gemara, Omer Rabbi Yehuda, Omer Rav, Hocha b'Roshei Lefosos Askinu. We're talking about turnips, meaning Umachnis Lekima De Dova Acher. It's able to stay a long time. You know how through the imohos, Rashi says, through the roots itself, the imohos, not the leaves. So Mela, it stays. I guess you wrap it in there, and that's the Machlokes Gufa, meaning. That's called shmokim and it's chayv and peya. It's not called kiyum. And the machlokes Rabbanan and Shiricha is through something else. Is that called machnis lekiyum or not? The Rebbeinu Chananel says very interesting. Not like Rashi, he says that we're talking about bekvisha. The last line of Rebbeinu Chananel, machnis lekiyum adova acher bekvisha kederach kol hakoyvshin. Rabbanan hold that if you koivish it, if you pickle it, or what we call today refrigeration, is that called machnis lekiyum? Do you say machnis lekiyum adid of achesh mekiyum or not? Doesn't mean like Rashi imoys, but it means through something else, through a maisa, like kvisha, or refrigeration. That would be considered the machlokes, is it chayv and peyah or not? So it comes out when anshi richoy, when noistim peyah leyerek, is not talking about every yerek. We're talking about specifically roshei lefosos. And Rosh Lefosos, they held, is called Machnis Lekiyum. It remains. Why? I did of Acher. That's called Machnis Lekiyum. Rabbanon held that's not called Machnis Lekiyum. And they held it is called Machnis Lekiyum. It's Chayv and Peyah. But the Rabbanon held it with Moicha because at the end of the day, if it's not Chayv and Peyah, then the Aniyim are eating something that's Tevil, because if it's not Chayv and Peyah, then it's Chayv and Trumas and Mises. Now, Tosis later on, Daf Nun Zayin, and Aleph Tosis has a Kasha, that either way, it should not be Tevil. So Tosis Daf Nun Zayin on the top, meaning it's irrelevant that it's chayv and peyah or not chayv and peyah. Let's say they're wrong on Shirichoy. And it's not chayv and peyah. There's no peyah on machnis lekiyum adid of acher. But at the end of the day, they were mafkrit. They treated it like hefka. They said it's hefka, it's peyah. Hefka gufa is potem from trumas and maises. So why is it tevel? It has be dafka a proper hefka that's laniyim velashirim like shmita, but since over here they were mafkrit only laniyim because they treated it like peyah, so that would not be considered a hefka that's part of trumas and maisers. And memela the rabbanu were moichah because it's a problem of tevel. Why is it tevel? Because at the end of the day, the shame hefka is not chal because not a real hefka laniyim velashirim, and they treated it like peyah, which is really not peyah. So memela it's tevel in the rabbanon's eyes. Now Tosaf here in the bottom says klal omru bepeyah nidal benetam. The midrash is lemechay bepei ela zayis vekerem v'sodem. Meaning midrash is oktoyis. It's only dog and tish v'yitzad that's chayiv. Dichse behed yebeko. V'achina and other fruits are takanta derabonon. Those are takanta derabonon. V'she'ei machnis lekiyum. Mash'ein kein vegetables that are not machnis lekiyum. Lo yrotzu letakin peya. It's ain't a dove chashuv. And te'ena is this might why v'chol the domalei. Avagav the chashuv. It's a waste of time for aniyim. It's more of a loss for them to come collect at different times than the revach of getting this payer from the teanim. It grows from the air. It's not called gidul kaka. And that's the Tosfos learns that the etzim, all other fruits are drabonon. Just these don't even have exer drabonon because they're nismayit behedya. And only Dogen Tirsh V'Yitzer is the Raisa. Other Rishonim learn, Tosfos Rosh learns, that know that all of them are the Raisa. Just the ones that are mentioned over here are Nismayit and not even the Rabbonon. We'll stop over here, the bottom of the Omid, Nun Vov Omid Beis, Ton Rabbonon by the two dots.